Stonewall, this is Chad speaking.
Hey, Chad, is Paul there?
Yep. Can you hang on just a second?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, can I ask who's calling? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Paul speaking.
Hey Paul, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you. I mean, we spoke back in the beginning of May, it was a couple of weeks back, and you know, you mentioned you had some plans for, you know, loan consolidation and refinancing.
Yep.
You know, you guys were looking, you know, you didn't have a line of credit, and, you know, you're looking to use your own capital. You guys had some business coming up as well. Is that, you know, yep, still in line?
Yep.
So okay.
I spoke with the owner that really deals with most on that side of the stuff. They've decided that any expansions they are holding off on for at least another year because of it's just not a smart move for us now.
Yeah.
And as far as the consolidation, I gave him your information so that he could contact you. I think again he's trying to do right now is just stay the course, get ourselves a little bit better footing before he starts to make any financial changes. But I gave him all your information that you sent me, his name is Lou, and if and when he's ready, he's going to be the one to make the call. So
okay,
to be honest with you, I don't see him doing anything for at least 6 months, and I would say probably closer to a year.
Wow. And that, so did you guys, that job fall through with you guys then, the one that you're trying to get?
It's just not picking up. It's still supposedly there, but it's not going to turn on anywhere nearly as fast as they were advertising.
Yeah. No, that's, I'm sorry to hear that. Has this been like this before in the past, or is this like a weird time?
This is the first new one of like this that we've reached out and tried to get. I think we'll get it. I think it eventually will come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like everything else. You know, the plan is for, you know, 1,000 units a month, or, you know, whatever your unit number is, but 1,000 units a month. And well, sure it is.
Yeah.
Except it's 100.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the monkey. So.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can really, you know, that's all I can really give you at the moment. But you know, if you want, like I said, I wouldn't put it on your calendar to check back for in any less than 9 months, because, you know, we're locked right down probably for at least 9 is my guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And that's
we'll
crazy.
Figure it out,
yeah. No, that's great. And what, like, how do you guys get through these slow times, you know, normally?
Well, basically, we just, you know, if it's not necessarily slow times, it's that we're right at the normal pace. What we were going to need money for would be an expansion, and it's just not happening. So, you know, it's just stay the course until things get, you know, until until the next opportunity comes along, or you know, as we continue to pay down the debt that we do have, that obviously opens up a little bit of free cash flow. That's just standard operating procedure.
Yeah, exactly. I know you guys, you know, are looking for that. I mean, we also we do that loan consolidation, but we also do working capital, and I mean, we can free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales is unsecured cash, and a lot of companies, you know, use it because sometimes they have this like stuff in between jobs. So,
understand, and I, like I said, I put that in front of Lou. He's the one making the final decision on it, and he basically told me, "I'll come ask your opinion when I'm ready for it." So,
yeah,
like I said, we're 9 months out from doing anything.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No problem. Yeah. It was a good time. Sorry to hear about that, and yeah, I hope it all goes well over there for you guys.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good afternoon.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye.